Welcome to the Melbourne Area Youth Development Joint Committee of the 7th of August. I welcome you all. Moving swiftly on, May D01-26-27 to receive nominations and elect the chair of the main joint committee. Are there any nominations? Councillor Clark?
I would like to nominate Councillor Kipriani.
I'd like to second that.
Can we have a vote, please?
One motion, sir.
Carried, thank you. May D02-26-27 to receive nominations, elect the vice chair of the May joint committee.
Do you want that again?
No. Well, then I'll nominate myself. I can't nominate myself. I'm being nominated, sir.
So. I nominate.
Okay. Chris is nominating Councillor Garner, seconded by Councillor Davey. Show of hands. Harriet, thank you. Welcome. Right, May D03-2627 to receive any apologies for absence.
Apologies received from Councillor Campbell with acceptable reasons.
May I have a proposal for that, please? Councillor Barnes, seconded by Councillor Clark. Show of hands. Carried, thank you.
Always. That's why that would need a vote.
Well, because otherwise,
so what happens if we don't agree?
After 6. If we don't, if council don't agree, yes, and they don't turn up for 6 months, you can say, "Cheerio."
Okay. So it's like an official warning, really.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay. It's only taken a year, so.
Right. MAD04-2627 to receive any declaration for pecuniary or non-pecuniary interests and reasons for members of the Joint Committee on any item on the agenda. There are none.
No, no.
Thank you. May D05-2627 to consider approval of the minutes of the meeting held on the 5th of February 2026.
Councillor Pankhurst notified me of an error that I've done on the first item, so I've changed it this morning. I had brought together both the vote for the chair and the vice chair and had omitted to separate it out because there was an abstention on the vote for the chair because we wasn't aware of who we were, but we did all vote for the vice chair, so it was just a
Can I have a proposal from the Councillor Davey, seconder, Councillor Barnes, show of hands. Carried unanimously, thank you. May D07-2627 to receive a report of previous actions and consider any actions. May D06-2627 to confirm current members of committee and consider signing agreements as required. So, is this a full committee now?
So we have vacancies at Lindome, Meldrum and Shepbrook that have the ability to have two councillors represented if they'd like.
I asked my parish council, because there are only 7 of us on parish council, they felt the one was enough.
Are we going with one?
I think we'll go with one.
We're going with one as well.
Okay. And then for the agreement, I will send it round to everybody so that they have the ability to sign, or I can print one out today if you're happy to sign them up. Brilliant.
Okay. Moving on, May D072627 to receive report of previous actions and consider any actions.
Okay, so just to go through. So we had actions on the Connections Bus project of gathering some advertising flyers. It was about to happen and then it coincided with some complaints about where the bus was parked. And some activities around the Connections Bus where they were using the sports centre inappropriately. So we didn't proceed again with the flyers for advertising because we felt we were moving to the location. So we will work hopefully with Connections Bus to either secure the parking with the college and continue as we are, because I think behaviour's got a little bit better. But we're also looking at the possibility of hosting a youth event from the pavilion rather than on the bus. So we will have to feedback when we know more about that and work more with the college on that one. At May 24, 25, 26, we approved a review of the assets and the things we could do with the assets. That work has now been undertaken by a third party, and we continue to work with Cambridgeshire County Council and Cathy, looking at possibilities of what we can do, how we can get the youth involved. And a report has been created, and we will be sharing that for council in September, just after we've had a chance to make sure everything's correct on there. May 25, 26 is the community coordinator role. We're desperate to get this advertised and out, and we're just waiting on some confirmation from councillors about whether they're happy to proceed with that, because we'd really love to get that one out and done, because there seems to be more and more youth roles popping up here and there, so we want to be out there with our hat out, asking them to come and join us. And then the multi-goals we discussed under May 26, 25, 26, and Councillor Davies suggested the installation of some multi-goals around the areas, and that's now being followed up by Futures. And then to let you know, we've been to a few meetings and activities since the last meeting. So Councillor Kipriano and I went to the South Cairns Youth Forum in Kiston, where we had a talk from the National Youth Forum report. Really interesting, gathered some information there. And we've had a couple of meetings with Melbourne Village College through the Practical Solutions Group and the Youth Forum. A really successful run of the Generation Game, which the Connections Bus provide as a training course. They were completely fully booked, so it was free of charge, and they ran a wonderful course and got lots of people involved. There's a report in your pack for that one. Practical Solutions Group, a number of issues came up through there. So interest in the Youth Council from both college and primary school, so that's good, and we'll move on with that as a new term of start, so that would be really good. Concern over youth accessing the railway was followed up by the Community Rail Group with the offer of assemblies and all sorts of that one. Misuse of Melbourne Sports Centre again is an ongoing issue that we need to put up with the Connections Bus. Road safety around the primary school is another hot topic. We have an NHI in progress to improve the safety around the school. The school have now also applied for a safe street, a school street, where they close it between certain periods of time. So we're working with Cambridgeshire County Council to kind of work out what we can best there, so we don't either spend money we don't need to or do work we don't need to. And then the increase in antisocial behaviour and false 999 calls, adding the fire incidents in. We've been dealing with that with the community safety group, Cambridgeshire Policing, and Cambridgeshire County Council have been very helpful through Cathy with different ideas about how we can do that. We had a really successful day at the FATE where we did a youth engagement focus. It was literally post-it notes on the board, but it worked quite well. Got some really interesting suggestions from the kids, and they were all quite engaged and really excited about the possibility of things happening. There's a little report in the pack there. Really kind of proud of their responses, being the things they love, the things like the ribbon mill, and they want a community garden and all these sort of things. So they're coming up with some sensible suggestions, some not. So perhaps that could help us kind of move on where we want to go with the group. And then we went to a really wonderful event at SSYI where we learned what they're doing in Guildford and around, and lots of information. That one was lovely, and a brilliant webinar about involving young people and using that in the Youth Council moving forward, so that was really great. Looking forward, we've got a suggestion from both district and county councils about the firebreak course, which is a kind of intervention that's targeted towards individuals that might not be doing the right thing. Looking at quite a high cost on that, I think it's about £5,000, isn't it? But it could be something that if we were working with the school, possibly.
Yeah, and through the CSP, I mean, it's £5,000. I think that they would probably fund 50% of it, so we'd be looking to raise, you know, the other. I guess the other tricky thing is going to be identifying the individuals that will benefit from it. But I think with what's going on, I think it's going to be a useful intervention.
Yeah. And the Connections Bus have also made an offer to run a babysitting course, so it's very similar to the Generation Game, but the other end of the spectrum. Take a group of interested in youngsters and teach them about babysitting. They go through basic first aid courses, and it helps them also work towards their Duke of Edinburgh, I believe. And they'd like to offer that to Melbourne at a cost of £1,637.40. So that might be something we wish to consider, but I'll throw that back to the look at that one and I'll do that. And the reports are in your pack.
Can I just ask back at the beginning, the bus, have we had any more adverse comments or any other communication? Because it was a couple of months ago.
It was. We had two sessions after the initial problems, and I think one, the PCSO turned up and had a bit of a chat about behaviour, and that worked the last session, but it was also a quiet session because it was the end of the term. So I think before we get back in September, we just need to have worked out what we're going to do. I think it'd be a shame to lose the bus because it attracts the people that perhaps won't go to a fixed youth club. So, you know, I think we need to work with Alan. He knows more what people need and what they want. But we've also got to take into consideration we may well be thrown off the site if we don't do something.
Yeah, if we're not shown to react.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Chair.
Is there a possibility that we do get chucked off the site? We found the pavilion wasn't an ideal site previously. Could we use the car park if we were to sort of block it off for, say, 3 hours on a Tuesday night and just simply make it known that these parking spaces would be required between the hours of such and such and such and such so we could park the bus there?
It's a possibility. I think something we need to talk to Alan about, whether that's their risk assessment would allow for that. I'm not sure, 100% sure, but I'm sure it's definitely an issue.
So wouldn't want to lose this bus.
No.
And Bronkman's a definite no, so we've gone down every avenue we can there, because originally they said, come and park it on here, and then it's gone further up the chain and they've said a definite no now. So
where's that?
On the science board.
Oh, right, yes, yeah.
But yeah, we don't have anywhere else in the village apart from the possibility of the car park or where it's coming.
Right.
Given that the children using the Connections Bus must almost all of them go to Melbourne Village College.
Yes.
No.
They get driven and dropped off. So I don't think we've got a report this time of how many, but it's spread as far as Bassingbourne, all of Meldrith, Shetland, Fox and Fowler. We have somebody from everywhere.
No.
So it's not all Melbourne Village College. No.
I was just thinking that an assembly intervention might strike home.
It doesn't tend to be worth the suggestion.
You know, that this is a lovely thing which is available for everybody, and one person misbehaving can destroy the whole thing.
I think we need to work on our relationship with the college, because I'm not 100% sure they think it's a lovely thing.
Right.
So we need to get that relationship kind of down first. They're not going to support something, they're not really that happy. I don't know. I think that's all about relationship building.
But the problem being that everyone always receives bad news far more easily than good news. Mm. So the college would be dwelling on the fact that it's created issues, not that 50 youths have had a good time with it.
I was looking at from Connections Bus and how many positive interventions they've obviously made in young people's lives and helped, you know, a bit of listening ear, given them somewhere to turn to, and the child who has not had anything to eat because the oven was broken. Things like that.
There's some very valid and valued facility. Yeah, for sure. So, if we want to explore the car park, the using car park, off the top of your head, there's no legal reason you couldn't call off a bit of the car park.
The only legality is that it's used as a short stay car park, it's a short stay vehicle.
And there's the van, don't forget the van.
Yes, the van, yes.
So you might get some not so desirable people hanging around at that same time.
Is there a width restriction on the entrance of the car park?
There's a height restriction.
I think it's wide enough. It's just the height bar. That's
No, it's just the width.
Sorry, I had to get from Wids Beach, so.
Okay. Adam, do you know how wide your bus is?
Yes. 2.5 metres.
Okay.
It's 2.5 metres.
So yeah. You've just come and got with just wondering if the school is not so happy to continue the relationship if the car park, which has width restrictions,
okay.
is a viable.
The one here.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm. So we'll go back to 2.5. We'll all check.
Horrible look on when I go back to the car.
Yes, thank you. Vote on the reports.
Not unless you'd like to consider any of the actions as in the basis and cause for the fire break.
So we can consider them now.
I was just going to say, do we need to consider the fundraising for the babysitting course?
Well, I think, yeah. So do we need to word a question?
I'll probably put it in the agenda the wrong way around, haven't I? We should have reviewed the accounts box perhaps and then we've made an informed decision, so perhaps we could delay that consideration so after we've got a look at the accounts.
So it's right, because if we have the money. Right. Okay, so maybe DO 7 is put on hold until we've done May DO 8, 26, 27. Horrifying. Fire away.
Okay, so amazing for healthy, mainly because there's not a lot really been going on in the village for the youth. So every year we kind of preset quite a nice amount from there, and previously we've gone and got some community benefit funding. So we're looking relatively healthy. Obviously there's a connections bus costs that are going for at the moment, and I will update on Roots Music and where that's at a little bit later. We have not got the community grant funding this year yet, so there is an opportunity to go for some grant funding, provided we have the plans that we want to do. So for instance, those particular courses, we could go for community grant funding as an aid and say we would like to do these and so on. Haven't done any cash flows because, again, we don't really have any plans. And a lot of this will come when we start talking about the community coordinator youth role. So that's kind of just where I want to fit it into it. But that's where we're at the moment. It's quite nice and healthy.
Yes. Okay.
So in theory, we could consider.
No, we could consider. So, we then will bear in mind there's £22,000 there. Can we go back to MADO 726-27 and look at the two? Or just, so what's the one above? What's the 5,000?
Is the fire break course, which right. is, you need an identified individuals for that one. So it might be that we look at that for community grant funding.
I think so, because that's... playing David the devil's advocate here, is that not something the school should be identifying and providing?
It would have to be a youth worker or somebody that works with young people that identifies them as
a right. Oh, okay. But that would that not be identified by the school?
Yeah, so they are. The referral has to come from somebody who works with young people, so that would be the college or the primary school indeed, because I believe some of the reports have been that it's maybe the people playing with aerosols, maybe around 10-ish. So it could be the primary school. So we just, but we need to identify those young people. It can't be a blanket.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing. So it would mean working with the schools and maybe looking at planning this one in the future.
And this possible funding, sorry, the possible 50% funding is coming from whose?
Community Safety Partnership.
Okay.
So I can go back to them with your permission after this meeting to say if we've agreed that, you know, they would. I mean, I think that Caggett has said we've got to identify the young people. It's a 5-day intensive intervention, and it has a whole sort of passing out parade at the end of it, so a bit like the graduation for the generation day. And it's supposed to have very good results.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. From your experience or knowledge, is this a successful
It would appear to be, but maybe we could get, again, think about the people that would prefer the other school. I don't know if the connection, if it's come up with connection, but if you then...
No, I was just thinking about it. It says it's at the end of the week, so is it run over a week?
Yeah.
And is it during term time, so it's the associate school.
Yeah, so right, sometimes yeah, it's focused on those young people that are not in education or training.
Yeah.
But it has also worked, you know, in a as far as I'm aware, you know, a secondary situation where the young people, it may be you get young people from different secondary schools across the area that involves, but I think it's initially, could there be funding that would, you know, there's no point identifying the people if we haven't got the funding in the first place.
£5,000 gets you what? Is it one child?
No, it takes up that's the cost of the whole course.
So it's a course, and there's a maximum number.
This is what I can tell you in a second.
I think it was 10 or 12 for it.
Oh, okay, it's a fair size.
I was just going to say for clarity, I mean, I guess it's important to ask what you want to achieve with this, because it's a lot of money. And I think in one of the emails it says the people that are setting the fires would not be the people who are good targets for this course. Mm-hmm. It could have the opposite effect. It could be more interested in fires. So we just have to be clear about that.
So it's more about upskilling young people that are not involved in school as opposed to dealing with fire issues.
Yes.
See, okay. I just thought that was a fancy name for intervention on kids that are going a bit off the rail. I didn't realise it was specific to fire starters. Is that what it is?
No, it's not.
Oh, thank you. I just thought I got that.
Okay. Although it does say young people who have demonstrated risky behaviours.
Yeah.
And I think the whole thing is trying to change the outlook and doing something positive rather than something negative. So people are frequently truanting, young people with low self-esteem and self-confidence. There's also the other side of it as well, you know, those young people that have got a strength in different areas. It sounds to me like we might need to get a bit more information. It might be something that Beth Watson, or, you know, might somebody from the Community Safety Partnership could come and...
Another parish that's maybe done this already or whatever, and all that, that just feedback us.
I think if you want to spend the money direct to try and stop the fires, it's not the solution.
It's generally to support children who are wandering in the dark a bit.
Yeah. And now I think this is one of the issues, it's actually identifying those, and that's all about the relationships that you've got with the schools and how the ASB is being reported. And I think over the last sort of 6 months, that's starting to come together.
Yes.
Such a jigsaw of stuff to try and hold together. And this is where you need your youth coordinator, because then this sort of intervention starts to work, because they know all your local young people. They're working with all those agencies.
So this is a bit too early in the process.
I would probably say.
I think so, from what we've just said,
Based on what I know of the sessions that we run and the young people that attend that, I think we've probably only identified two that aren't necessarily heavily involved in school but should be. That's not saying there aren't others, it's just that's the two that have come to light. And one of those has got a place at school, in a different school than he was at, but hasn't moved there and hasn't wanted to go there yet. So it's a bit, yeah.
So we're happy to know this exists, but I don't think it's for us yet.
I'd still get the CSP to earmark the money for you, but maybe do it a bit further down the line.
See if there's any other funding. And then, yeah, we're not saying never, maybe just not now. I think so.
My own clarity, because you're so long. So it's not about, it's not an intervention on fires being lit. It strikes me as a sort of a boot camp, to use a sort of ugly word, for, you know, because it's run by the fire service, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's about working as teams, it's working to some development.
Yeah.
For people that are a bit lost, I think you're looking for a cohort of more general, which definitely needs the school and, you know, a lot of input.
A lot of input.
To get to, and I think it sounds like a very valid intervention, but, you know, to give someone an alternative, because they've rejected traditional education. But it's not in any way a response to people citing fires. That's a misleading thing, because it's the organisation who's running it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Just looking for confirmation.
Yeah.
So I'd agree, I think it's valid, but probably we need a bit early, bit more time to develop a list.
Okay, so if we can. But I'd still be interested to know if there was other funding available for when we do consider it, because I think it's something we will do, it's just not now. Babysitting course, moving swiftly on. I think it's a brilliant idea.
They have some more insight.
We've run it, Andrew's run it for years and years and years. And I mean, we've just had a really good Generation Game course, 14 young people gone through that. Really positive to see the progress they've made, and then the visit to the care was amazing. So this is a course similar to that, but the idea is it trains up the young people to be good babysitters. So not only is it an opportunity for them to volunteer, but actually it's a money earning thing for them as well.
Yeah.
So it's a social improvement thing on that side of it as well. And you know, it then provides your village with a group of babysitters who have done training rather than just going in and being babysitters.
Do they get a certificate?
So they do a portfolio as they go through the course, and we provide a certificate at the end. They also get first aid qualification as well.
Mm-hmm. And where do you advertise it?
So normally we do it through the schools or through the young people we're working with on the bus, plus those that have been involved in the Generation Game as well. I know there's a few of those that are interested.
Yeah, that's a bit, yeah.
How many can you have on your course at any one time?
We usually get 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. So that's a good return on you.
So, can we propose? I think it's a brilliant idea. For a proposer, Councillor Barnes, a seconder, Councillor Clark. Show of hands. Carried unanimously. Thank you. So that's a really good one. Any other actions to consider on that one? No, right. May D09-2627 to receive introduction to community service to County Council work. Happy show.
Put me on.
Spotlight.
I would say, I think it's really for me to just, I don't know if you know my role or the community services role, but we have a team from County Council, and we cover South CAMS, so it's myself, I'm youth coordinator, Shash Patel, who's adult coordinator, and our colleague Sarah Freeman, who's community director. And we kind of get out and about and do lots of different things, trying to sort of plug gaps and bring in more resources, and it is quite a difficult job to cover the whole of the area, but we have had a focus, I think, in Melbourne. Councillor Bastancy runs the PSG group, which my colleague Sarah assists with, and I think that's really starting to bring that relationship together a little bit more, where the pieces fit together, because I think it's so difficult, like with the Community Safety Partnership as well, when you're covering the whole district, to sort of find the solutions on a local level, it takes a long time. There's so many different people. From my point of view, I speak to Abby quite a lot, try to also inform you of any sort of funding opportunities, any training opportunities around youth work, and I think the future of having a sort of youth coordinator here really kind of fits in with what's happening now, and that's a real luxury, because youth work is so difficult to fund on an ongoing basis, and you know, there is no real solution to this, and it's so fragmented. I think in an ideal world, we'd have a youth centre in every village, and it would be staffed, and it would happen. But it's the way things are, it's such short-term funding, small bits of funding. So to be able to invest in a longer-term programme, it's brilliant. But and that youth work, to me, is not just about providing a youth facility. It's about how young people experience how they live here, and that's from how your sports clubs receive young people, what their attitude is towards young people. Do they sort of include girls in their things? Recruiting volunteers to keep those things going. And then you have more targeted things, so things like mental health issues, how do we get the integrated neighbourhood to work in this area, and really map out what the mental health services and what's coming up at the school, because we don't know these things, we don't know what the solution is, but there are people, so we need to bring them all in and get everyone working together. And I think that youth coordinator is that vital person that can drag that together, because I know, Abby, you probably you do so much work, and just listening to what you're saying is like how you can't sustain that level of knowledge and stuff. And then we've got the Community Safety Partnership trying to really dig down at local level, who's doing what, identifying, and it's so difficult to do that. So I think that person would be brilliant. It will bring in the information we get from connections, because there's a brilliant rapport there with a lot of young people. But it will, you know, having that person will enable all these things to join up together.
So can I ask, the role of your department, is it funding or is it people?
It's both. It's community development, and part of that is finding the funding and resources to support that community development.
So if we have ideas and dreams and plans, we come to you?
Yes, absolutely. So in terms of funding, we have grants. There are any small grants. I did get one through to a parish council. I have to be really careful. We have to be really careful there. So the funding really is for sort of community-led groups, and they're £500 and £1,000. The way that I see maybe it going, when you've got a youth coordinator, that you may set up a separate charity for young people in Melbourne, and that's another way of getting money in, and that's what's happened in other areas such as North Stowe and Camborne. But it just gives you another vessel to apply for funding. As a parish council, you're not going to be able to apply for everything, At the moment, we've also got a fund, it's called the Crisis Resilience Fund, which some of you may know about, but that is about financial resilience, where people may have issues because something's happened in their life and then they can't afford day-to-day living. It's how we support that on a local level. You might come up with an idea around that. I mean, a lot of that money is going to go directly to people to support them, individual payments, and it will go to debt advice as well. But there is a small grant scheme, it's about just under £5,000. So if you've got like communities, if you know things that are happening and you don't know how to deal with it, I mean, you've got loads of people come to your pub, you know, it may be the way that you know, you've got an idea to put that
on the people front. Is it where we're looking for a community coordinator? Is that something your department might be able to help us on?
We try and help. I mean, I think sometimes we spread ourselves a little bit too thin, but
I'm just trying to identify,
you know, we've got a lot of connections. Yeah, so it is, it's broad community development across the district, but we do give Melbourne a lot of our time and focus, so we're here at the moment.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Right. So was there any other questions came up from anyone? No? Okay. May 10, 26, 27 to receive an update on the Connections Bus project and consider any actions. Alan, if you'd like to.
Fresh off the press, latest report. So last term, April to July, we worked with 105 young people, a good spread across the age groups, over 13 sessions. I think the key thing to point out is that the conversations we're having with young people have really developed. We have quite a sort of good, steady group of staff, and particularly a lead worker for this period, and she built up very strong relationships with these young people, and so got into some quite deep conversations and putting some support in for some of them and making connections for them. Also dealing with emergency situations, so a couple of times we've had to call emergency services because the young person's, you know, indicated they might be wanting to self-harm in some way, and had to deal with that, and also some parents as well involved in bringing those up for those sort of situations. So some really good youth work going on, and it's one of our best sessions I think at the moment at that sort of level. But then obviously the other side of it is we've got these reports from the sports centre about them going in and using the toilets there. I'm not sure what the school is, whether they've got an issue with it or is it just a sports centre?
Apparently it's moved to the school now. They've involved the site manager of the school. I think we've already discussed about all coming together and having a discussion about it and seeing what can be done. I think that last session they went really, really well. After, I think the deputy head visited as well.
They did, yeah. They asked for my details, but they haven't been in touch with me.
Okay.
So I don't know why they asked for my details if they haven't been in touch, but there we go. Whether they were giving the wrong details, maybe.
I've attended it, and I just thought it was fantastic. I really did. I thought that what your people are delivering was spot on, way beyond what I was expecting or what I thought I was going to experience. And had a conversation with a good half dozen of kids attending, and they loved it, and they were getting a real value out of it. So, you know, that's. I thank you and your team for it. It's really good.
Thank you.
Is there anything else from there?
Can I just ask a really basic question? Are you, as an organisation, independent, or are you part of the current council?
No, we're a charity.
You're a charity.
Connections Bus Project. Okay. We run 17 youth clubs across Cambridgeshire, some in buildings, some on buses.
Okay. Thanks.
At our last meeting when you were here, you were able to tell us how many children you've had from each of the villages.
Melbourne
and Shepford have a bit of an interest in this because it affects the amount of funding that
we then
give. So if you could let us know.
I can do that right now.
Yes,
I don't need to echo that, but I mean, I guess I do. Don't. Retrospectively trying to make that data up, you know, just so.
No, we've got it, I just haven't collated it, so. Yeah, it's not something I normally do.
Same reason. I think I want the idea that the principle of funding is a good thing, but sometimes you get pushed back for how much for some reason. But never mind.
The first question I'm asked is how many children from the village attend?
Going ahead, assuming, you know, we can square off the school and find a way to, you know, whatever their concerns are, access to the school building, which should be solved, and carry on where we are, without having to move something. I was just wondering, going ahead, this fire starting seems like an interesting, is it a topic, can we request topics are fed in? Could you have a session on, this is important, get the fire brigade in or something, I don't
know. Yeah, I mean, there's an open invitation to the police because we want them to build a positive relationship with people, but we very rarely see them.
Yeah.
And similarly, if the fire service want to come down one evening, we'd love to see them there, that'd be great. What we tend to do is, rather than come along with something to present on a topic, is listen to the young people and then just come off the back of that during the session. So actually what we're dealing with is what's on their concerns and what they're thinking about, rather than us trying to impose something that is irrelevant. Also, we pick up things, so this thing about snus that's been going around at the moment, we've got to do a bit more learning on that, but we've certainly got some sessions we can do around substance misuse and introduce that to, particularly those young people with evidence.
And you're led from the group, but I'm sure you can kind of poke them in a certain direction. Because it certainly seems to be an issue around, you know, I've noticed a couple of the farm fields have been set as well, apart from lay areas and things like that, but there's someone doing quite a lot of damage.
Okay.
And aerosols, I couldn't figure out how they were doing, but aerosols using it as a flamethrower seems to be, that's exactly the sort of the marks that we made on our pictures and other things. So, I don't know how to approach that.
Yeah, right. I mean, the young people haven't mentioned it, so I wasn't aware that fire starting was happening, but we have had a fire officer come in and do quite a scary session, actually. It's quite abrupt and in your face. This is the potential danger sort of thing, and quite effective. We used to have a little 4 years ago, so I'll see whether somebody is still able to do that.
Okay.
Can I just add to that? At Shepreth, we've had people take young people, we know it's young people, there's a CCTV, take books from our lending library, which is our old phone box, and then set fire to them on the recreation ground, and it's tinder dry at the moment.
Can I just add, actually, so myself and Beth Watson, who's Community Safety Partnership Officer, we are more for primary schools, antisocial behaviour sessions, so, but it's going to call it more about being a good community citizen. So I think some of these examples are quite good ones that we can feed in, but that's aimed at primary schools.
Unfortunately, our CCTV suggests to us that they are teenage visitors from Barrington.
Yes.
Who come down on their bikes to clear the wall and shed prep.
Always back in town. Okay, thank you. There's something on. No. So, May the 11th, 26th, 27th, to receive update on the mixed music project and consider any actions.
Okay, so that's me. Yes. I'm going to do the update. Jay is unfortunately busy today. We have been struggling with getting children into mixed music, probably for part of this year. Some of it may be because we've moved now, some of it been quite busy ourselves, but some of it's because the children that we did have are now, that they've learned to DJ, they've now moved on, they want to do kind of the gigs rather than coming on a regular basis. So we need to get into schools We are planning on doing kind of block sessions for so many kids from September. So we'll do like six kind of sessions that will really help so many kids, and then we'll get another six in if we can get into schools. The problem is me and Jake both work full time, we're very, very busy, and we have been holding out for this community youth coordinator to help us to get into schools, to get the advertising out there, to get some dates through, because then they can help us, because it literally is just me and Jake. We have a few parents that help, but they're not going to go to schools, and I have emailed the schools so many times, and I have got, oh yeah, it's a great idea, and nowhere, got nowhere, because I don't have the time to constantly follow it up, go down there for the meetings. I'm just sending emails, like, great idea, and that's about as far as we get. So whilst we have been really, really, really trying to kind of keep things going, we are so hoping that this can help. We've got some funds, we're sitting on some funds to do a nice event, but we need people to help us to get this event off the ground, and that's where we're hoping that this role would be, so we can get that done for next year. So that's where we're at.
Sorry, Councillor David.
I know we saw a slide earlier saying action required regarding youth worker coordinator. What is it that's actually holding us up at the moment?
The youth coordinator.
Yeah.
Every week on recruitment.
I'm waiting on your council's clock action. You have asked me to
back,
hold
up. Coming back from, yes, yeah. Fine. Right. We're trying to set up meetings with UK Youth, which has progressed this week. The chat we were in touch with at the headquarters put it out to his teams, and they've identified one of their team in Cambridgeshire who has the time to adopt us, for want of a better phrase. He's just took his candor and should come back to us in the next 10 days, at which point Councillor Clark and I will sit down with him and discuss our dreams and where can they help us, where can we go. Off the back of that, then, if we get a feel for what it is we're aiming for and what's achievable within the parish, then maybe we're adding the final details on what we need from the coordinator. Although, I must say, from what we've discussed this evening, and from what Nick's music have just said, maybe we don't wait much longer and we just go with what we know.
Yeah, if I can accept that, yeah. We had originally suggested that it be a fixed term role, so that we could, if we got somebody in place sooner, then they could develop the plans with you. And we've also then got a finite time, so if it didn't work, we have an out of this is a fixed term role.
Right.
If it doesn't work, we can cease the role or change the job.
I'm
sitting here with wearing multiple hats and as the chair of employment and staffing at Holman Parish Council. I mean, it sounds to me that we can move ahead. When we first appointed our time bank coordinator way back, that was an evolving picture. So fixed term contract to begin with the written in that this role will change, because it was a pilot and it was how does it suit Melbourne. So I think, you know, in some ways the money's there. We're also mindful that there's going to be some capacity from our current community coordinator, so we've got a role and that role can develop. I just want to go back to, and it links really nicely actually with capacity, and I'm just thinking about the connections bus, because we're sort of in a vacuum at the minute where we've got the connections bus and we might mix of music needs a bit of hand with something, and then longer term we're thinking about an actual physical space. Does the connection bus, does it ever visit a village twice a week, or is it always just once a week?
We did in Cotton for a while with two different age groups, so
okay.
We had year 7 and 8 in one session and 9 in the session.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if, you know, in terms of capacity, and if we've got some funding over this bit at the moment that feels quite a a sort of tricky phase. Yes, we've got to get into the winter in December, but people won't be out maybe in summer. But we've got young people, there's video footage of young people out and about at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the morning. You know.
We don't run sessions that late.
No, no, no.
You don't need breakfast.
It means I'll stay up
later to know the
bus is back safe. Yeah. I don't know what we do about that, but I'm just wondering if more than once a week something.
So you're suggesting we tie them together?
I'm just wondering.
Using if maybe attend the bus?
No, not necessarily. I'm just wondering if, well, if there
that,
is.
That might be a
well, I was also situation. Thinking about with Meridian, you know, the radio station?
Mm-hmm.
Is there something there that they might be a bit of a conduit that might.
So we did approach that because we were in conversation with Andy about getting some of our kids on the radio station. Mm-hmm. And quite a lot of them, because it's launched in the summer, quite a lot of them don't want to do it in the summer.
No,
they're either going away or they don't know their friends. They don't really want to commit to something regularly. So we were just like Jay said, he'll go on there quite happily. But we are just struggling to get this momentum with them.
Mm.
And that's because we're not attracting new kids. So obviously the DJing, once you've learnt it, it's then about kind of doing stuff or just doing the ad hoc session rather than a weekly thing. So that's why we're going to do it on kind of block sessions. But we just need to get into the schools, and it's really tricky.
So it sounds, Sheila, we just need to move ahead with this community coordination, or they could draw all these things together.
I support your comment about, I think moving on the coordinator now, the other bits we can fit the jigsaw together afterwards, and as long as we're going to recruit someone that's going to be quite flexible, adaptable to different scenarios, I think excellent idea. I think it makes sense to do it now. We've got the funding, council have approved it officially, so we can go ahead. I think we just need to sort of lock down that. And then from what Councillor Cipriano and I come up with from the other side, we can sort of add into it. As long as the person that gets recruited knows that there's going to be things being funneled in.
Yeah.
But I think with regard to the bus twice a week, I think that's an excellent idea. But I think before we do that, we've got to lock it down with the school that they're happy, because they're unhappy at the moment with one. I think certain people are not going to be too happy with 2 days a week.
Go along to a meeting to discuss whether the bus should be there, and so we're going to bring it twice a week.
Yeah. But I think it's an excellent idea, and I think, you know, council, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here, I think council would support funding it. Definitely twice a week, because it is adding a lot of value and there's a lot of benefit being seen, and the numbers are way, way up from what we used to have when we had other youth processes. And it'll be something else that the coordinator can work with. So I think go for the coordinator now.
Okay,
sorry, back to you, Chair.
Thank you.
So May D12, 26, 27 to update on strategic review of Melbourne assets.
It was just a very quick comment to say thank you for your support on that at the last session. So as I said, we're proceeding with that. We have a report that is interesting read. It will be interesting to bring to council, and I'll share it with Maid at the same time as we bring to council. Some amazing ideas, but lots of them quite bootstrapped. So we'll see where we go. But it was a really good project to go through, because I think it aligned with what we were all thinking anyway. So it'll be good. Thank you.
Thank you. Right, May D13, 26/27 to update on community coordinator and consider any actions. So. The proposal then is that we recruit with immediate effect.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we'll, as discussed previously, we'll add in as the job grows.
which undoubtedly, after everything everyone said, it will do. Mm. I think this is a critical role for our youth. I just hope whoever we select can grow with it, because this is going to grow. This is going to grow with it.
It's going to be a it's going to be a bit like Time Bank. It's just going to evolve.
Exactly.
It's going to organically grow very, very quickly, I think.
I look forward to maybe we can get support of the community.
Most of them got full-time jobs and then do our bit on the side sort of thing. Some do one evening a week, some do 5 evenings a week. So
would it be wrong of us if some of them are already doing full-time jobs, then your organisation is happy that they work elsewhere?
Would it
be wrong for us to approach them as well, that this might be their full-time job?
I can put it out there and
see. Having experienced your team, have to be just women on that, but I'm sure the men are equally just knock the socks off. I thought they were just the sort of person I'd love my kids to be sat in front of.
Yeah. It was them.
The son of the cooking was a bit iffy, but still. Okay, so could I propose that, please? Councillor Clark, seconder, or Councillor Pankhurst? Thank you. Show of hands.
Thank you.
Carried.
Thank you.
Wow, we've spoken about this for so long. It's finally really nice to tick away. May D 14, 26, 27 to accept notices of matters for the future agendas.
If there's nothing at this time, please do just send anything in that you'd like to add to the next agenda.
Could I just ask, one of the things that sort of sits with me, we've sort of skirted around it, the clerk and I have skirted around this, is a youth council. Not drawn from the ones that specifically are pushed at you by the teachers, but by their own groups who basically voted on. It's something to sort of, I would love to see a youth council that sits below main council with a small budget, and give them the opportunity to have initiatives within the village, things that they can then own. They've been responsible for, be it a sensory garden, be it working towards building money for green things. It could be any subject, but as long as it's not a windmill in the middle of the high street. But have you seen any of this in other locations that have been successful?
Cottenham have got one at the moment.
Also, Haddenham got a very successful one, and Saltree as well. Outside your area, right now.
Haddenham.
And Saltree.
Can we spell that wrong?
There is a webinar There is a webinar coming up that I attended in July. There's one coming up in September about exactly that.
Definitely. Yeah. I think it's something because Abby and I, or the clerk and I, we've talked to the primary school. We've sort of pushed it a little bit in the early, very early doors with the college, with the new principal or the new head teacher. But we've never really been getting traction. Mm. But I just think it's something that could be very, very valuable, especially if village kids know that village kids are actually making odd little decisions and things like that and being involved, and having something that can work through as kids leave, other kids are coming through, so we have a proper continuation. Give them ownership. That is something I just think is very important. And I'd like, maybe we work with the coordinator on that as well.
That'd be a good role for them.
That'd
be
a
good opportunity for them to
dig in and
get to know their audience.
Yeah, exactly. That's what. Sorry, Chair.
No, that's fine.
So that could be agendaed for next time.
Thank you.
Is that okay?
Slightly separate but connected, maybe just worth mentioning that the Village College is now pushing ahead with creating a student council.
Okay.
And my daughter is in charge of that process.
Is she free for a coffee?
I suggested to her she might want to come along at some point and tell people here what they're thinking.
Excellent. Council would welcome. We would welcome young people to come along. Yeah. We have a 15-minute slot where they can come along and obviously. But that would be good. Is this off the back of things that we've pushed at the college, do you think?
I think partly. I think they're encouraging it, and they've also recruited somebody who's been given that responsibility now. So I think it may actually start to
something else.
But if your daughter wants to come along or have a chat with Abby or I, I'm more than happy to do so.
Any other matters to add on to future agendas that in the way? No. All right. May 15, 26, 27 to confirm the date of the next meeting. It's proposed for Friday the 20th of November at this time at 2 p.m. That's okay. Is there any other matters, anyone asking? To the council.